Hi there. Welcome to the Children's Bible Club, a happy time of singing and fellowship with your friends around the Bible, God's holy word. I find that the more boys and girls learn about the word of God, the more they love it. And the more we learn about the Lord Jesus Christ, the more we love him. He truly is a wonderful Savior. And I think you'll like today's story about, a boy with a big problem, and how God answers what seems like an impossible prayer. Be sure to stay tuned for Shoes Don't Run. Now, what could that be about? Well, we'll soon find out. But first, here's the choir. Thank you, choir. Okay, let's reach into the letterbox today. Here's a mighty good letter from a girl in Michigan. She's 9 years old and writes, "Dear Aunt Carolyn, thank you so very much for the prayers and the cute book about animals. I think it's wonderful to have a person that walks with the Lord, talking to him and praying for me. I hope someday I'll get a chance to meet you." Well, I'd love to meet her, too. And if we don't meet now, we'll meet in heaven someday. She says, "I love hearing your stories. I learn a lot from your stories. Thank you for writing children's stories. Your friend," and she signed her name. Well, I appreciate that good letter. What an encouragement and blessing to Aunt Carolyn, and I hope it is to our other listeners, too. The truth is, I'd like to hear from you this week. Maybe you could write and tell me something about your favorite pet, or send a prayer request, or tell about your family. I'd love to know about you. And tell me the call letters of your station or the city where it's located. Or maybe you have a question you'd like to ask. I know a lot of kids have many things on their mind and would just like to talk about 'em. Well, write to Aunt Carolyn at the Children's Bible Club, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. Or maybe you would rather email. That's fine, too. The email address is AuntCarolyn@ChildrensBibleClub.com. So, I'm looking for your letter or email. I'll send you a free brochure and give you our web address. Now, don't go away. Our Shoes Don't Run story is right after the choir sings. Choir? Mm-hmm. And now, shoes don't run. Stevie sat on the back steps, glum and discouraged. He was the fastest runner in his class, but how could he be on the relay team without any shoes? Some boys had good athletic shoes, but Steve's were hardly fit to wear, let alone to run in. They were held together by patches. Once he put heavy rubber bands around them to hold the soles to the tops, but when the kids laughed, he slipped the bands off and tried to walk so that the soles wouldn't flop too badly. Mom would get some shoes when she could, but they barely had enough to eat. There was no money for shoes. In fact, if Mom's boss at the bakery hadn't allowed her to take home some week-old bread, they would have been hungry. All Steve could think of was shoes and supper. When Mom came home, she leaned out the door and greeted Stevie. "Come on in, son. We have some bread and milk for supper. And there were some sugar cookies to spare tonight. Isn't the Lord good?"
"Yes'm, he is,"
Stevie said it, but his voice was gloomy. Mom sat down on the step beside him. "Okay, my boy, what's wrong? Can you tell me about it?"
"Well, yes, ma'am, but I don't want to worry you. I just...
"You just what, son? I can't help you if you won't tell me."
"Well, the track meet's coming up at school. They want me to be on the relay team, but, well, my shoes won't run."
"No, no, shoes don't run, Stevie. Boys run," she said. "You have to run."
"Yes'm, but I can't run. My shoes are worn out. The soles are peeling loose from the tops. They slow me down and might even trip and make me fall."
"Perish the thought on that cinder track," Mom shuddered.
"Yeah," Steve groaned. "I'm sorry, Mom, but I just need them new shoes, running shoes."
"Indeed you do, and I've been praying about them. The Lord always supplies our needs, but Jesus said, 'Ask, and ye shall receive.' Let's ask again right now before supper." Stevie ate all of his bread and milk, but he was still troubled. How could the Lord supply a pair of shoes, least of all quickly? Stevie needed them now. At bedtime, they prayed again. Stevie kept practicing in his old floppy shoes. The coach rooted for him, but unless he could pick up speed, he wouldn't make the relay team. Oh, Stevie thought, this is awful. That evening, as Stevie waited for Mom to come home, he prayed.
"Oh, Lord, you said ask. So I'm asking again to somehow help me get some good shoes and let me run in the track meet. But may your will be done. And help me to be thankful for whatever your answer is."
When Mom came home, she was carrying a big bread sack. Steve was glad because bread would make a good supper. But this time, Mom held the bag up high, motioning Steve to come and see. Steve opened the bag.
"Shoes! Running shoes! Wow, Mom, where'd you get them? Are they my size?"
He jerked off his old shoes and put on the new ones.
"They fit! They really fit!"
"Don't be so surprised, Stevie. If the Lord knows how many hairs are on your head, he surely knows how big your feet are." Mom smiled. "Mr. Fredericks noticed your shoes the other day and brought these today. They were his son's, but his boy has more. He hopes they fit."
"Oh, they fit all right." He squealed and danced for joy up and down the steps.
Suddenly he stopped and sat down. "Mom, let's thank the Lord right now. Thank him for the shoes and that I can be in the race and for looking out for us." And right there, they prayed and thanked the Lord. After the amen, Mom added, "There's more, son. Mr. Fredericks also said you could come after school each day. He'll pay you to work so you can earn money for the things you need." Well, track meet day was wonderful. Stevie's team won the relay, and Stevie was the fastest runner of all. His whole school cheered for their team and for Stevie. They were proud of their team, of Stevie, and of his new shoes. No one ever made fun of his rubber band shoes again. Stevie thanked the Lord for his shoes, his new job, for salvation, and for the Bible promise, "My God shall supply all your need." He promised God to always run the race of life for him. Let's us also trust Christ as Savior, and then lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us, and run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. And now, God bless you.
You have been listening to the Children's Bible Club, a ministry of Grace Bible Church and Santa Rosa Christian School in Milton, Florida. If the stories and songs have been a blessing to you, why not write and let Aunt Carolyn know? When you write, be sure to mention the call letters of this good radio station. Send your letter to Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. When you write, ask for a free brochure of all the Aunt Carolyn stories, as well as other good Christian books and materials for children and adults. That address again is Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. You may also visit our website, childrensbibleclub.com. Keep listening and tell a friend about the broadcast so they can listen too. Now, I'm Adam Watt saying God bless you until next week at the same time.